That's the erasure. Now the answer to the sefer is the sefer. The Gemara Yud says here the sefer Atayi Rabban goes according to Rabban and Shita that they hold that when do we say a chatis is lemisaz no? That's only if you find the second chatis after you already brought the first chatis, where you were first mafresh one chatis and you lost it, and you brought a second one. That after you brought the second one, then you find the first one. That's when the Rabban says lemisaz no. But if you find the first one before you mark up the second one, then it's not lemisaz no. See also, you had your korban chatis and you were moil. You had a no from it. Now you realize that you were over the istamila before you brought the korban. So as soon as you realize that it was chalachiv upon you, then to pay the keren b'chemish. So it's like you found the money before you brought your korban. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's taka naplim. According to Rabbanan Shita, it's not lemisaz no. Therefore, that's the safe for this brayser that says, if you have your money, even if you didn't set it aside, but as long as you knew that you have to pay the keren b'chemish before you actually brought the chatis, so it's not called the misa's law. Therefore, with the money, use it to buy a karbonis. Here. Omer Rav Gviva Deveksil, L'Ravashi, Hoch Yerba'i is in the same territory also. Said, Reisha Rabbi Shimon, Pesefa Rabbonin, and the Chlam and Sefer goes according to Rabbonin. Yeah. And Omer Rava says that our Koman, everybody agrees, Shimnena mi bosa kotcha kadoshim, if you have a no from the bosa kotcha kadoshim, Shenitra became Tomei, Rav Mimu and kotcha kawam, Yaka shal noam, is potter. Alright, yes, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. And then you find one, so you find that before you bring the other one, it's not the Misa, it goes in the Dover. So here, since you have the money here, it's like you found it before Kapora, so therefore it goes in the devil. And most Omer Rav, Rav says like this, Hakol Moed, everybody agrees, Shimene mi bosa kotche gedoshim. If you have hano from the meat of kotche gedoshim, shenitmo, let's say the bosa became tummy, and you had hano from it, from the verse in that Kodim Zerikah, or you had hano from the bosa kotche gedoshim, shenitmo, or else, umimure kotche kalim, if you put it on top of the Mizbeach, the potter. Usually the Emun of Kachikalim, it has an Yisamilu on it. But once you put it on top, therefore the Yisamilu goes off your potter. The Rashi says, Akur Maidu means Rav Rav Yochanan, the Pligi B'yeh Fatapur. There we had a Machlokes about the Eshev that are thrown on the Mizbeach, whether it's an Yisamilu or not. Here they both agree, Rashi says, Shemem in the Kachikadoshim Shnitmo. Afilu Kaidim Zrika. Even before you made a Zrika. So there's an Istamila, the Kodesh Kodashim, even before you make the Zrika, there's an Istamila on the Bosa. But here, when the Bosa becomes Tamei, so the Istamila goes off it. And then what the Memuri Kodashim Kalamash, he says, means the Acha Shalom Agabim Mizbeach, you have to put it on top of the Mizbeach. The Afilu Kodim Shinasu Eifer, even before it becomes Eshes. Just as long as Moshkan Bemor, as long as the oil burns it, it becomes Potter. So, this is what Rav says, everybody agrees to this. So Mora says, the Chur Pshita, of course, why not? Why should the Pshita the Porta? The Maikar Mastak, what are you ruining from Hegdish? Usually the Porta's Mibu is you're being then you're taking something away from Hegdish. But the Rav actually says, since the Bosa became Tomei, this Kurdish Kodashim, it's not fit for anything. It's only to be burnt, that's all. But since it's only to be burnt, Pshita, we have a no from it, there's no Wissamila. And the same thing in Muri Kodashim, Kalamashi says, Nami. Since you put it on the Mizbeach already, the Nasus Mitzvosam, like you started to burn it already, so once you Nasus Mitzvosam, Shita, the Yisamina goes off. So what's the Chiddush over here? So Rashi asked the question, what do you mean? The Entayma, I, before we got finished saying that a Pigul Yerlam Mailam Boy, it's always Nasamina, always, it only asks these questions. So Rashi says over there, by Pigul, the Sfer is Hailam Maratsam, the Pigulan. Therefore, it's Koshiv. Therefore, this meal does not go off. But over here, the question is, Pshita, when the Bosa becomes Tomei, so it's not fit for Hegdish anymore, somewhere to be burnt, so it should be no more Yisamila. And the word done by Kachim Kalim, the Emilim also, once it's burnt already, there's no more Yisamila. It's Pshita. So Mora says, no. The Mora says, Ma de Teima, I would have thought to say, Ma de Teima, Bosa Kachim Kadoshim, Shemitmo Isle Mitzvah Tzreifa. Even though it became Tomei, but still there's a mitzvah to burn it. Lekahanim. So I would have thought to say, since there's a mitzvah to burn it, So now that the Ifer Mila is still there, because he's allowed to do something, he's allowed to burn it. The same thing in Mura Kachim Kalim, Ikra Mitzvah La Fucha Vitsunira. Like even though you put the Emur on the Mizbech and started to burn it already, but there's still a mitzvah to make sure it's burnt well. There's still a mitzvah to turn around the coals there to make sure the whole thing gets burnt well. So I would have thought to say like you still have to do the mitzvah with it. Therefore it's not considered like it was done in Nasa Mitzvah Sam. And maybe the Yisamina should not go off it. Kamashim Lander knows, that's the Chiddush know, that the Yisamina goes off it. So Rashi asked a good question, that before we had the Eifer on top of the Mizbeach, everybody knows there's still a Nisr Mila until you at least make the Truma Sedeshin. And here we're saying now by the Seymour and Kutch and Kalim, when you put it on the Mizbeach and start it to be burnt, even though it's not burnt completely, there's no more Nisr Mila. And before it's Mashma, that on the Eshev there's a Nisr Mila until you at least do the Truma Sedeshin. And here it's before the Truma Sedeshin. So Rashi said before we're talking about the Eifer of Kutch and Kedoshim. That's the Muhammadic Kedusha, there the Yisr Mila does not go off. But here we're only talking about Kachim Kalim, it's not so chomel. So here, once you put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach, it starts to be burnt, and that's called enough of Nasa Mitzvosan, that the Yisr Mila goes off. So that's the Chiddush Gemara, even though it's left to turn it around, to coal there to make sure it's burnt well, but the mice of the Yisr Mila goes off. The other one says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Hodi Yamata, that's what you say, Kva Korva Chatis, that if you ready, when if you found the money after you brought your korban chatis, is yechul yam hamelech. So that money that you set aside first now has to go like lemisa, you have to throw it to the yam hamelech. So the Gemara says, Rabbi says, Hani min, when was that said? Diyisiyad ilay kami kapara. Only if you found out about it before you brought the korban. Rashi says, Hani mili diyisiyad ilay demoil, when you had mila from it kami kapara. You could have spent this money now, like now that you know you're over Nisr Mila, you have to be Meisif a Karen B'chemish. So before you bought your Chatis, you could have spent that money to bring it on the Demei Chatis. So that would have been good. And since you did not do it, therefore we say it goes Libut. Therefore we say you have to throw it Liyam HaMelech, in Echanami. He says though, but if you first realized that you're over the Yisr Mila, that you have to pay Keren V'Chemish after you brought your Korban Chatis, then that money is not L'misa's law. Therefore, Yitlu Nadova. Therefore, that money goes straight to Nadova. My time, what's the reason? A Mafrishim Mitchidu L'Yibud. That there's no purpose of being Mafra, setting aside money, to know you have to throw it away to Yama Melech. So therefore, the Maisa is a mitzvah for you to pay the Keren V'Chemish. So even though you're ready Nischapa with the Korban Chatis, but the Maisi, you opened Yisr Mila before, you had to know from the money, and now you have to pay the Keren V'Chemish. So Pshita, you have to give this money now, little Dava. There's no way like paying the Keren V'Chemish to set it aside, Libut for it to be destroyed. Only before, when you first set aside the Keren V'Chemish, you could have used it for Korban. So it's called, you were mafrish the Keren V'Chemish. Now the Halacha is, since you were Nischapa with the other Chatis, so it has a Halacha like Chatis, a Kippur Balea, it goes L'Misa. But over here, if you first found out about it, you did the Yisr Mila, if you brought your Korban Chatas already, so if so, now you have a new chiyuv like to give the Keren V'Chemish, so pshita with that money, you have to use it before Kabonis, and you put it in the Dover. Yes. Now the Mishnah says, Ha Koimitz, when you have the Koimitz of a Mincha, that's the handful the Koim takes out of the Mincha, the Halavoyna, if you have the Lavoyna, that's what's burnt also either from a Mincha, whereas from the Shnei B'zichim of the Lechem Aponim, the Levoina, the HaKetoros, that you have to burn the Keteros on the Mizbech, or Minchas Kanim, when a Kohen brings a Mincha, Lachris, the whole thing is burnt. Whereas the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the special Minchas Chavitim, that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day. Whereas the Minchas Nesachim, when you bring a Korban, some Kabonis HaTorin, you have to bring a Nesachim with it. You have to bring wine with the Korban. So Lachur is on these things that are brought, since the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach, the Lachur is Moilim Bem Mishuk Tishu. They have a Lachur like a Kurdish Kadashim. And therefore you roll the Yisr Mila as soon as you makdish it. As soon as you makdish the Kaimis, the Lavoina, the Keteros, the Mincham, you roll the Yisr Mila right away. Now Kitchum Bekli, once you take this Kemitza of Lavoina and put it into a Kli, the Klisharas is Makadish it, that's it, that's the Gemara Dabba for these things. And right away it's Hukshar, becomes fit li posa b'tful yom, that if a tful yom touches it, it'll become posel. Or the mechusik yipurim, or the mechusik yipurim touches it, it becomes posel. Or the lin that is left overnight, now you have a psul lin on it. The chayav malu mishum noisa mishum tomei. If these things are left overnight, there's an isa noisa chal on it. And then what then, if your tomei, the kohen's tomei, eats it, he's chayav misa for it. But a pigle ain't bought, and all these things in the Mishnah, Sikh Kiddush here, there's no use to pigle on these things itself. Why not? Zeakal, this is the general rule, that kol sheyesh lo makirin, anything that has something that's makirit, like the mosh, let's say the boster of the korban, or even the emurim of the korban, you can't start burning the emurim or eat it, you first have to do the avodah of zrikas hadam. The zrikas hadam is what's makir the emurim to go on the mizbeach, and the boster to be eaten. Therefore, we have nachshavas pigul, so the pigul is chal upon what becomes mutter. It's chal upon the emurim or upon the boser. But these things in the Mishnah, these things, the kmitza, like the handful, there's nothing to be matter it. It is matter the rest of the mincha. But it itself is no matirim to it. It itself is put on the mizbech, you burn it right away. The sense of the lecteris, there's nothing to be done to be matter to make it fit to be burnt. It's fit right away. Therefore, since there's no matirim, it does not pigul. Because that's the call again. Kol sheyesh the matir, anything that needs a matir, like the rest of the shrine of the mincha, is ein chayav malim mishum pigul. Ein zekla kol sheyesh the matir, ein chayav malim mishum pigul v'leis of the tomei, achi yiku v'matir, until you bring the matir. A little of the shrine, the leftover part of the mincha. It's not mutter for the kohen to eat it, until first you burn the kmitza. So therefore, when you burn the kmitza with a machshavas pigul, it's chal the yis of pigul on the matir, what becomes mutter, on the rest of the mincha. Or when you make this rikas adam, it's chal pigul on the rest of the basa. But the whole shame, the matirim, anything that does not need a matir for itself to be used, like these things in our Mishnah, the kmitza could be burnt by itself, there's nothing to do before you burn it. So then the klal is kivon shekitshu b'kli, as soon as you put the kmitza, the levoin, or the k'toris, in the klisharis, is right away chayav malim mishum leisa b'tomei. If it's going to be left overnight, there'll be chal nisa leisa on it. And then what then if your tomei yichayiv misa if you eat it? But a pigul ain't bought. There's no use of pigul in these things in the Mishnah. Since there's nothing to be matter them, they themselves are brought by itself, so there's no use of pigul. Rashi says, because you say the pig we had in the Gemara in Zvachim, you learned it out from shlomim, a korban shlomim. And by shlomim we know the only way you could eat from the basar, or else burn the emurim, if you have matirim for them, if you make this rikas adam. So only something that has a matir, then the things that become huta from the matir, the Issa piglis chal upon that, on the basar and the emurim. But on the matirim themselves, that is no Issa pigul. So in all these things in the Mishnah, there's nothing to be matir, it's just in itself. It takes care of itself. There's no Issa pigul on all these things.